I'm not a doctor, so I can't really answer that. But we do need to use our heads and ask God for wisdom in times like this and not give in to fear. Because there's a lot of fear in the world right now. You know, don't do things that are just radical and unproven. Yeah. Instead, you know, listen to what professionals have to say and then pray to God that he's also going to protect you.
Yeah.
And that if you get it, that he will heal you of it. You know, and God is in control of all this. And basically, it's only going to last as long as God wills it to happen. So, and no longer. I mean, like, God is not in heaven wringing his hands wondering, is this going to end? He knows. He knows when it's going to end. So we have to trust him through this, as Proverbs 3 verses 5 and 6 says to do. You know, we trust him with all our heart and lean on our own understanding, you know, but acknowledge or submit to him, and he's going to direct our paths. So we have to trust him that this is all going to work out.
Well, I even like the point that you brought up at the beginning where you were talking about focusing on fear, because it is so easy for that to happen for a lot of people. But like, as soon as we start focusing just on fear,
yeah,
it's hard to like focus on it. Like, it almost steals our attention. Oh my goodness, what's gonna, you know what I'm saying? And like, yep. I totally get it. Like, rightfully so, I get that. But then at the same time, we cannot forget to keep our focus on God, because it's just gonna skew things if we only focus on, you know, the what could happen and on just fear, you know?
Yeah, because, you know, if you live in fear, then really you're not trusting God to bring you through. And what does the Bible say about fear? That God did not give us a spirit of fear or timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and, you know, self-control, that kind of thing. So we have to entrust ourselves to God.